Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
God has a plan, and chance has no part in that plan. Take, for example, planet Earth, this elliptical sphere spinning on its axis at the rate of 1,000 miles per hour, hurtling through space at the rate of 27,000 miles per hour. Planet Earth, of course, is but one of 8 major planets that revolve around the Sun, all of which are part of our solar system, which moves through space at the speed of 720,000 miles per hour in an orbit so large it takes 2 million centuries to complete. The very atmosphere that surrounds planet Earth also bears testimony to God's plan. If our planet were closer to the Sun, we couldn't stand the heat. If we were further away, we couldn't stand the cold. Even the atmosphere is conducive to sustaining human life as we know it. Consisting of approximately 80% nitrogen and 20% oxygen, the air allows our bodies to thrive and flourish. But with less oxygen, we would be sluggish and we wouldn't perform well. With more oxygen, we'd eventually burn out. Then the 23.5 degree tilt of the Earth on its axis produces the 4 seasons. They break the monotony of a climate with no change. All of this just happening could be compared to the likelihood of an explosion in a print shop, producing an unabridged dictionary of the English language. Understanding that God has a plan for nature, in spite of the fact that we so often take it for granted, helps me to accept the fact that He has a plan for my personal life as well. Let me read your thoughts. You may be thinking, you don't know how messed up my life is right now. And your heart cries out, how could God possibly have a plan for my life? Long ago, things looked pretty bad for God's people, Israel as well. In fact, it seemed that God had forsaken them. As Jeremiah told them, they would go into captivity in Babylon. Can you relate to their frustration? These were the descendants of those who came through the Red Sea and about to go into captivity in chains? Nothing exciting about that. Yet God said, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. You may have heard me say this before, yet it bears repeating. Man's extremity is God's opportunity. What you may see as chaos, God views as a great opportunity. You are of infinitely more value than the vastness of space, which reveals a plan and a purpose. Take, for example, the home of a childless couple filled with paintings and priceless antiques. Then a tiny baby boy is born. An upstairs room becomes a nursery. Should a fire break out, it is not the paintings or the tapestries which are important. It is the Son, the heir to the Father, their flesh and blood. And you, friend, are of greater value to God than the host of heaven. Discouraged? Then listen to the still voice of God saying, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for your welfare and your good. And then, friend, put yourself in the center of that plan. Be encouraged by the words of Paul. He wrote, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.